Psalms chapter 42, let's begin to read in verse 1. And the Bible says, as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Now take your Bible and flip over, or go through the rest of the chapter. I have to flip over and look in verse 10. And the Bible says, as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We love you and we thank you. We certainly going to need your help now. Lord, we can't do anything on our own. And Lord, I'm so thankful tonight for the singing, for the songs that's been sung. I'd rather have you tonight than what this whole world has to offer. And Lord, this world ain't got nothing to offer us tonight. We're just sojourners down here. And Lord, might each of us and that learn that we're just passing through. And Lord, that we're looking for a city that has foundations tonight, whose builder and maker is God. And so, Lord, as I pray tonight while we preach, I pray that you might come by and stir hearts. I pray folk would be very attentive and that to the Word of God, not only with their ears, but with their heart. And Lord, if there's one lost, I pray you'd save them. And Lord, bring them to a place of repentance. We're so grateful, Lord, just to be in your house tonight. Lord, these folk not been able to make it because of sickness. I pray you'd touch and help them. But Lord, we're so joyful and that to be here tonight. Help the one that needs help, maybe struggling. But Lord, give us some instruction now on that from the Word of God. And we'll tell you that we love you. For these things in Jesus' name, we do ask and pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. In Psalms chapter 42, I think most of us knows the psalm here. If you've read the 11 verses, the psalmist at this time, his soul is cast down. He is disquieted within him. And in the first two verses, we find that he wants to come and find God. He wants to appear before God. And I mean just really in the head, get a hold of God. As I read this, I'm always reminded of Job 23, where Job goes forward and backward and left and right, and he can't find God. And I would dare say that there's times in our life that we've really in that wanted to feel the touch of God, and feel like we've rung heaven when we've prayed, and just know that God is there. But it seems like that we've not been able to do that. And I've preached over the years on that, and there's times that happens. But I want you to look in verse 3 and verse 10. For when the psalmist, he said, my tears have been my meat day and night. He has continually cried. He has continually sought, and that after God. When there was those that asked him, where is thy God? Verse 10, the Bible tells us over here that as with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? And that's just like our enemy, the devil tonight, that when things come against us and we're brokenhearted and we're cast down, the devil will do that to you. He'll jump up on your shoulder and begin to whisper in your ear and ask you, where is the God that you serve? And tonight I want to answer that question, where is God? You ever think about that? How do we get to where God is? Where is He tonight? And there's some things or some places that I want to look at in our life where we will find God. Number one, can I say tonight that if you need to find God, I believe first of all you'll find Him in the secret place, and that of prayer. I believe that when we begin to pray and we begin to seek God, you can find Him. The Bible said in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Listen, when we begin to pray and seek God, according to Matthew chapter 6, he said over here, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Let me ask you tonight, how many times have you needed to find God? And when you go to pray and you go to seek Him, and I mean in honest and earnest that you wanted to find Him, you know what will happen? You'll find Him. We struggle sometimes. I do. And I'll be honest with you. I struggle, or at least I get it in my mind that I struggle sometimes. There's that word struggle, by the way. Y'all catch on if you was here this morning. I mean, if you wasn't here this morning, we'll get you a CD, or you can hear it on sermon audio, or you can watch it on the video. Listen, on struggling. But listen, it's that time when we make an effort and act to get along with God and begin to meditate on Him and meditate on His words and begin to pray and begin to seek Him. Hey, I believe that we can find Him. Jeremiah said, he said, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Friend, I believe, what did he say? He said, look, he said, when you shall search for me, you begin to look me out and begin to try to find me and but try to search me down, he said, you'll find me along the way. Tonight, I'm afraid that a lot of times in my life, I don't know about your life, but I want to say, what's the old saying that I have? I want to have that 10-cent prayer and get a $1 million answer. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I pray and you've got to struggle to pray. I think sometimes you've got to get in a mind, you've got to get your heart in a place that you're willing to get along with God and shut the whole world out and just begin to pour your heart out unto God. We want to go in and spend 5 and 10 minutes with Him. There's been days that I've left the house. I remember here, I don't know if it's been 6, 7, 8 months ago, I told my wife, I said, I'll be back after a while. Listen, I just got my truck and I took off and I wasn't going nowhere. But I just needed to get along with God and get by myself and get with Him. And listen, there's just times you got to do that. There's just times that you need to get alone, separate yourself. Hey, mama, listen, just leave the kids and that with daddy and say, I need to go pray a while. Sometimes it's in the reverse. And daddy says, I need to go pray a while. I need to get alone with God. And I say tonight that until we want to do that, we ain't going to find Him until we search for Him with our whole heart tonight. How many times have we been looking for Him? And it just seems like we can't touch Him. We can't get a hold of Him. When we get to the secret place and that of prayer and begin to spend time with Him and get along. You know something that I have learned over the years? That I have, that when I see people have power with God and have a relationship with the Lord, you know where it starts at? It starts in the prayer closet. How much time do you spend alone with God? I'm not beating up on you. I'm just asking you to answer for yourself. How much time do you spend alone with God? Psalms chapter 119, he said, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. So we get in the prayer time and begin to seek God. Begin to seek God for our life and begin to seek God and that for direction. You ever needed direction? You ever needed direction? I've been praying about something, and be honest with you, I've not prayed about it a whole lot. And me and my wife was talking about some things going home today, as a matter of fact. And listen, come to find out, I had a prayer answered. Amen. And that's always good. Amen. Never know what's able to happen until you start asking some questions. But I was wanting the Lord to move and work and do some things, and she might have been praying to say, I didn't ask her what she was praying. I just know that the Lord worked some things out. Amen. And I love it when He does that. I love it when God gets in the middle of things and He begins to work on somebody else's heart and begins to work on your heart. Listen, I love that. But in the secret place of prayer, do you have a place that you can go pray? Do you have a place that's just dedicated for prayer that maybe you escape to and go look and go pray and try to seek after God and try to find God? I'm up here now. Listen, do you try to go seek after God? I wish, and I have no doubt that men and women and my Sunday school teachers growing up, and even after I got saved, that they, no doubt, they probably taught us how to pray. I wish I'd have paid better attention. Let me put it to you like that. I won't blame it that they didn't try to teach us, because I have no doubt they probably tried to teach us. I didn't pay attention. But I wish I'd have learned how to pray earlier in life after I got saved. I wish that I'd have really and I'd understood the fact of getting alone with God. If you want to know where God's at, you'll find Him in the secret place, and that of prayer. You'll find Him just like Elijah did in the still small voice. Take your Bible and go to 1 Kings chapter 19. I think most of you know this story. 1 Kings chapter 19. We know that he has been on the run from Jezebel. He has went out and sat under the juniper tree, and the Lord has fed him and took care of him. And he's got on the way in back to the cave. I'm going to preach sometime on some things that took place in a cave. I'm working on that message. There's a lot of things that took place in a cave in the Bible. But look right here in 1 Kings chapter 19 and look in verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 9. And he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the inner end of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, 'What dost thou here, Elijah?'" I want you to get what I'm trying to say here with that still small voice. I want you to notice when Elijah got up. I want you to notice when Elijah wrapped his mantle about his face, he knew that he was in that going to talk to the Lord. It wasn't when the wind passed by and break the rocks up into mountains. It wasn't when the earthquake came, and it wasn't when the fire came. It was when that still small voice came to speak to him. You want to know where you'll find the Lord at? You'll find Him, listen, not in the great big things most of the time. And the Bible tells us right here that the Lord was in none of those things. But listen, the shock and awe didn't move. You know, a lot of times people are wanting that light from heaven. Like Saul of Tarsus had. And boy, they're wanting a great moving experience. That they can put their finger. Hey, I'm going to tell you, God deals with our heart with that still small voice that He comes to talk to us in. Now, you want to find God, then you're going to have to listen. Is that not how God dealt with you when you were lost, with that still small voice? Did He not come and knock on your heart so sweetly and so gently and begin to deal with you by the Holy Spirit and tell you that you were lost and you needed to get saved? That might be what He's doing tonight if you're lost, and telling you that you need to come and get saved. That's why He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden." Hey, listen, that still small voice is the one that deals with us about how to serve, about how to serve Him. What was it He told His disciples over there in the book of Matthew? He said, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Don't the Lord talk to us and speak to us? And when I say talk to us and speak to us, I mean He takes His book and He uses the Word of God and that by the Holy Spirit and begins to deal with our heart about serving Him. Let me ask you tonight. Well, no, I ain't going to ask you. I'm going to tell you. If something inside you tells you something and you're going to blame it on God and it's contrary to this book,
It wasn't God. I can tell you that right now. He'll never be contrary to this book. Not one time will he ever be contrary to this book. It would make himself out to be a liar. Listen tonight. He wants us to come and follow him. He wants us and that to serve him. And it's in that still small voice that he speaks to us that we find the Lord tonight. You know, I believe in Mark chapter 6 when them boys was on that ship out there in that boat, I believe they were happy to hear that voice. When they were in the middle of that storm, been there all night, they got started out there while it was still just a little daylight and the sun was setting, and the Bible tells us that they got out there in the middle of the Sea of Galilee and a storm arose, and they rowed and rowed and rowed as much as they could to get that boat to come to shore, and they couldn't do it. And the Bible tells us that it was in the fourth watch of the night, which is from 3 to 6 a.m., that Jesus come walking on the water. And here's what he said. When they seen him coming, he told them this, "Be of good cheer," in his eye, "be not afraid." Have you ever been glad to hear that still small voice? That same one that convicted you and brought you to Christ. That same one that instructed you in how to serve and what he wanted. Wasn't you glad when it come by and comforted you? Listen, I'm so glad when he takes this book and he reminds me of what he's done for me. He reminds me of what he's going to do for me. He reminds me of what I've got in him. You don't know this stuff if you don't open it, friend. He can't help you. If you don't open it, he can't help you. It's in that still small voice tonight. It comforts and it comes by and it helps. I think right here as Elijah, as he stood out there, or as he got ready to go, the Bible said, "And after the fire, a still small voice." And it was so when Elijah heard it. When's the last time that God ever just communed with your heart? When's the last time that God just ever comforted you or instructed you or directed you? You want to find the Lord? Just listen for him. You got to be listening. You got to be listening. A lot of times we're looking for the fire and the earthquake and the whirlwind when we need to be listening. Listening. You'll miss him if you're not listening tonight. You know why I miss the Lord? I'm not listening a lot of times. Just not listening. I think we need to be very, very, how can I say this? Subjective to the Holy Spirit, but that ain't the word that I'm looking for. But we need to be listening for him. It'll come to me here after a while, maybe, what I'm trying to get to. But listen tonight. The Holy Spirit is what takes the Word of God and applies it into our heart as we read it, and he takes it and uses it for us, or he uses it against us. Amen. Let me ask you something. Boy, I've been doing a lot of questions tonight, ain't I? Been asking all night. My wife, she'll get on to me. She says, "You've asked us too much tonight." Young life, it's okay. It's funny, but she'll still ask me that tonight, or she'll still tell me that tonight. You're asking too many questions. Has he ever took this book and just used it against you? He has me. And I don't mean in an ugly way or a mean way, but he just showed me what needed to get fixed in my heart. And sometimes it was from the preacher preaching, and sometimes it was from just reading that book right there. Have you ever just read it and, well, the Lord just takes it and shows you something and you say, now right here's where we got to fix some things at. Now here's where we got to fix some things. He's done me that way before. And so I hope that if you're listening, when I read, I try to listen. You want to find the Lord, you'll find him in the secret place of prayer, but you'll find him in that still small voice when he comes and talks to us. Number three, you'll find him in the sanctuary. I believe when God's people comes together and begins to sing, and begins to praise him, and comes with the heart to worship him, I think he comes by. Matthew chapter 18, he says, for two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. I believe that tonight. I believe when we gather together, I know that he's in me. I know he lives in me. I understand that. But I'm talking about him coming by and helping us.
If you look in the book of Psalms chapter 122, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now there are some people that are afraid to come to church because they are afraid the Lord will come by. I witnessed to a fellow that works with Kelly, and I was talking to him one time, and he gave me a plain presentation of salvation. And I said, then why don't you go to church? I said, why not? Me and him been doing a little work together where she works at. And I asked him, I said, why don't you go to church? He said, the Lord might find something for me to do if I go to church. I said, yes, he probably will find something for you to do if you go. Amen. He was worried about what the Lord might talk to him about. Amen. When he goes. I'm determined there is some people that is out of church tonight simply because they're running from whatever God wanted them to do tonight. They're simply trying to get away from God. How do you know that? Just go over and look at the book of Jonah. What did Jonah do? God called him through that still small voice, began to deal with his heart. And you know what Jonah done? He got on the run, didn't he? He argued with God a little bit and he got on the run. He went down to Joppa, got in a ship that was going to Tarsus. I thought, man, that's the craziest thing that a man could have done, was went out there in the middle of a ship and got out there in the middle of a sea where you can't get away from God. Think about that for just a second. He was crazy enough to get out there in the middle of a sea where he couldn't have got away from God. No how, but listen, really out there he couldn't get away from God. But let me get on with it. Number three, when we come into the sanctuary, when we come together to meet with Him and to meet about Him. You realize we come to meet about Him tonight. It's all about Him. All the singing we done tonight should have been all about Him. Living by faith, I'm living because of Him tonight. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. Listen, it's all about Him now, all about what Jesus done at Calvary, about Him taking my place, and then not only took my place, but saved me, and then made me a fit subject for heaven. And then, friend, He come in and He set up a residence, and He's my friend. Listen, when we come in, we ought to praise Him and worship Him tonight. It ought to be exciting when we come to church. When we come together to praise. Psalms 150, he said, praise you the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, and praise Him in the firmament of His power. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when King Jehoshaphat was facing all those enemies and all those armies, we know that there was three of them that was coming up against King Jehoshaphat and all those people over there. And we know what happens. God, he got over there and got to praying. He went to seeking God, didn't he? And not only did he get to seeking God, he got to fasting over there. Not only did he get to fasting, but he got all the people out to fasting. That'd be something, wouldn't it? I mean, it's one thing when your preacher's got to fast. Hello? But it's another when we all go fast. Amen. He's got everybody fasting. And he's got everybody and that seeking God and trying to get a hold of God. And God finally comes by, sends His word. I mean, he gets over there praying. And says, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. And God answers. He said, all you got to do is stand you still and see the salvation of the Lord. Seems like they'd heard that somewhere before, hadn't they? Go all the way back to the book of Exodus. And you'll find when Moses and the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea over there, God had told them about the same thing. He said, tomorrow you go down by the cliff of Ziz and you'll find them down there. But he said, you won't need to fight. He said, you just go down there and you'll see what I've done. So they get ready to go the next day after they prayed and thanked God. The Bible said they were down on their faces worshiping God. And then they stood up and that to praise God. And so, as he got ready to go down the next day and that to see what all was going on where God sent him to, he sent the choir out through there. Y'all know this story. I've preached on this. Listen, he sent the choir out through there. And the Bible says over there, as they begin to sing and to praise, listen, God sent ambushments against all those enemies. And they all killed one another till there was none left. You know what would happen if we come in here with a praising heart? There's no telling what's liable to happen if we come in here to praise. No telling what would happen. Give him the praise and the glory for everything that's going on in our life. I mean, when he's helped you, when you've struggled and he's brought you through, and maybe you're in the midst of a struggle. Listen, that's a hard time to praise God when it seems like the rain won't quit and the sun won't shine. It's a hard time to praise God, but we ought to do it. Amen. We ought to do it. We come in here to worship. Worship's different than praise. They run close, but they are different. If they meant the same thing, they would say the same thing, wouldn't they? As I've told you many times, if you look at the word worship, they're always just about on their face. Their heart is bowed. Their head is bowed. A lot of times they're on the ground and out worshiping the Lord. It is a place of adoration. It is a place of humility in that for me and you, and a place of adoration and a place of lifting up of Him. We worship out of our heart. We praise with our flesh, with our hands, with our mouth. On the instruments we praise, as one preacher said, with all these outdoor meetings, come to find out, you can praise God with a car horn. Amen. I guess you can. Psalm 63. He said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as have I seen thee in the sanctuary. Don't you want God to do something for you when you come to church? It don't have to be the whirlwind, the fire, or the earthquake when you come. But don't you want Him to do something for you? Now, I love to come in here and shout it out. I do. I love to come in here and just praise and just have a time. I love it. But friend, hey, listen, it's all entirely different when we come in here and we're needing something from God more than other days. And God gets in the arrangements with the preacher. And all of a sudden, God begins to speak to your heart. You come in with a worshipful attitude and a praising attitude. Come in ready to learn. You know, that is why we come to church, is to learn of Him and to teach of Him. Sometimes when we come here, we just need to wait for Him. God don't get on our time schedule. He's on His time schedule. We got to get on His. And I know we start around, I'll say around 6. We need to try better and start around 6. Want to be out of here in a reasonable time, and I know God will come by. But you know, sometimes we just don't need to get in a hurry. We get sidetracked too easy sometimes. Got plans after church. Our mind's focused on that instead of focused on here. We just got to learn to wait. And I'm still learning all this stuff, church. I ain't got it all perfect. Still learning to wait. I still pray. Hey, listen, when I come up here to stand behind this pulpit, I'm still praying if it's time to preach. Or is it time for another song? Or do we need to testify a while? I'm still praying when I walk up here. And there's been times that y'all know that I walked up here and get started, and then we got to stop. You know why? Because I didn't wait long enough. Sometimes you just got to wait. Even when we get here, got to wait. You ever miss somebody because you didn't wait on them? Got in a hurry? These feller that I used to work with, and I'd go pick him up in the morning. If he made me wait till I was going to be late for work, I'd leave him sitting where he was. He's going to come to work. He's going to come to work late, not me. He needed to run on my time frame, not me run on his. I'm the one picking him up. You know, it's the Lord that's doing the work. We need to be running on His time frame. Amen. Number 4, not only is it a secret place in prayer, not only is it in the sanctuary, And not only is it in the still small voice. Now I'm talking about when we find God and when we fellowship with Him, but it is when we're in step with Him, when we're walking with Him. Let me ask you how your walk is tonight. Do you have a relationship with Him? A relationship. Walking in the light of His Word. Reading His book. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet, a light unto my path. Do you read it? Do we heed it? Do we do it? The Bible said in 1 John 1, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, do we walk in the light of His Word? Do we do what it says? Do we know what it says? Do we do what it says? And when we do those things, then it builds a relationship with Him. I'm talking about finding God. I'm talking about having a relationship with God. Some people want a superficial relationship with Christ. I don't want a superficial relationship. I don't want an acquaintance with Christ. I want a relationship with Him. I want something that's real. I want something that's tangible. I want something that listen, when I need some help, that I can run to that secret place in prayer and God hears me. I want something that's real tonight. And He'll be found of us. The Bible said in Psalms 19, the statutes of the Lord are right. Rejoice in the heart. Boy, ain't that something. The statutes of the Lord are right, that book. And you know what He said? He said, it rejoices the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. It rejoices us, and it should rejoice us, and then it should enlighten us. Have you ever just read some scripture and or heard the preacher preach on scripture, or heard the Sunday school teacher teach on scripture, or somebody read it to you, and boy, it's just like you've never heard that before. And God just enlightens your eyes, and that thing sinks down in your heart, and you know what? It just begins to bubble up on the inside of you. I love it. I love it when scripture becomes real. I love it. We begin to walk with Him. We have that when we're in sync with Him, in step with Him, doing what we need to do. How is your walk tonight with Christ? Talking about, you know, they asked Him, said, where is thy God? Where's He at? You know what? If you're walking with Him, you can tell Him, He's in the walk with me. He's with me. He's right here with me right now. My tears have been my meat day and night while they continually saying to me, where is thy God? Job wondered where He was too, but Job knew He was there. Because He said, when He had tried me, He shall bring me forth as gold. Job understood those things. Tonight, when we're walking, you know when you walk with somebody, I thought about those disciples on the road to Emmaus as Jesus came by and showed up. And begin to walk with them and talk with them. And they said, did not our heart burn within us? You know that old message on heavenly heartburn. Well, you begin to walk with Him. It does something to you. Oh, it begins to overjoy in your heart. I'm telling you, you get a walk with Him. And a talk with Him. And spend time with Him. You know, I take Him for granted a lot of times. I'll be honest with you, I do. Let me ask you, have you ever took your friend for granted? I'm talking about a friend. And just took him for granted, maybe a day or a week. Or you know what? When it comes to serving the Lord and spending time with Him, let's not take Him for granted. He'll always be there. But listen, I want to walk with Him and spend time with Him. I love to talk to Him. Sometimes I wonder if He hears. I didn't say they didn't. I just said I wonder if He hears. But I know He hears. And I know He's listening. You ever wonder where He's at? You'll find Him in the secret place of prayer. And you'll find him in that still small voice. And you'll find him in the sanctuary when we come by with a praising heart and a worshipful heart. And we come in here, you'll find him. You come ready to go to meeting, you'll find him. You know what I've learned that I have to do? I have to come in here ready to go whether anybody else is not. If you're not ready to worship, I am. I have to be ready to worship. I have to be ready to praise because I kind of think I ain't going to get nothing if I don't come in here with that mindset and that heart set. And you ought to come in and say, Lord, whether the preacher's ready to go tonight, I'm ready to go to meeting. And you know what? A lot of times I figured out that when I come ready to go to meeting, he may not meet with nobody else, but he'll meet with me. I'll never forget, man, we were down in the prayer room one time and I made a statement. I said, let's just make the Lord welcome tonight to our meeting. And we got to praying that down there in the prayer room and got up here. And by the way, we need to get the prayer room cranked back up, even if we got to go outside and pray. We need to do that. And so I remember we come up, boy, we had some more meeting that night. And I didn't think nothing about what we prayed that night. I was standing back there shaking hands, and Brother Tom came by, and he said, well, he done what we asked him to do, didn't he? And I said, what did he do? I forgot all about what we'd prayed about. He said, he come by, didn't he? I said, yeah, he did, amen. You know, if we make him welcome to the meeting, he'll come by. You tell him, Lord, I want to spend time with you. I want to walk with you. You know what he'll do? He'll walk with us and spend time with us tonight. Let's bow our heads tonight. Let's stand to our feet if we would. Across the house tonight. You may be struggling to find him. I don't know. Just encouragement tonight where you'll find the Lord. You'll find him when you walk with him. You'll find him when you come to the sanctuary if you come looking for him. You'll find him in that still small voice when you listen for him and read his word. You'll find him in that secret place when we pray. Now let me ask you tonight, are you needing to find him? Tonight you might be lost and you've never prayed and said, Lord, save me a sinner. Why don't you come and get saved? Have comfort and joy down in your heart tonight. Listen, we're not going to tarry long, but if you have a need, you need to come and pray. Listen, the altar's open and he's always there to listen.